The Bui Generating Station in the Tain district of Bonafo has started generating 260 megawatts, close to its installed capacity of nearly 400 megawatts. This came to light when newsmen were briefed by personnel of BPA during a visit to the Bui Generating Station. The visit was aimed at ascertaining how the station is faring amidst Ghana's electric power generation problems, now widely known as DUMSO. John Samatha has the rest of the story.
The Bui Generating Station, run by the BPA, became Ghana's third hydroelectric power production plant following its commissioning in 2013, augment generating levels. But some people erroneously expected the Bui Dam to solve Ghana's power problems, leading to some describing it as a white elephant due to the continued power outages despite it coming on stream. Our visit was aimed at ascertaining how the station is faring amidst Ghana's electric power generation problems, now widely known as DUMSO. We were taken around the power station by a team of engineers made up of the mechanical and maintenance manager, Bernard Owusu, the plant protection and control manager, Cyril Ankra, and the operations manager, Justice Tre. At the time of our visit, all the three generators of the station were being run, producing 360 megawatts, just 40 megawatts short of the installed capacity of nearly 400 megawatts. The engineers could not see why they were operating at that level, explaining that the facility decides on such matters with the systems control center at Gridco. We have learned that running the generators at full blast would deplete water in the dam within 3.5 months. According to the managers, the amount of energy that could be generated depends on the amount of water available. A study of 70-year records of inflows into the black water shows that run at 200 megawatts, the dam will run out of water in 7 months, while run at 102 megawatts at peak periods only would achieve all-year-round production of power. With this in mind, an annual production plan has been designed to, among others, ensure the judicious use of water in the Bui Reservoir, which during our visit stood at 173 feet. Consequently, under the 2015 plant utilization plan, due to the supply-demand balance for the year, especially at peak times, which is in the evenings, we have been placed under what is termed peaking duties and providing backup to the extent possible in case of emergencies. This sees Bui generating between 200 and 250 megawatts during peak periods, then shutting down for the rest of the day or being called upon to generate close to its full capacity. Thus, the generation of 360 megawatts, which we witnessed, made the situation extraordinary. But the engineers declined giving a reason for the very high production level. Away from the powerhouse, external relations manager Salif Wumbila, in a brief, revealed some threats to the facility. He mentioned illegal mining and the influx of fishermen from neighboring countries like the Ivory Coast, Burkina Faso, and Mali. He said the activities of both the illegal miners and the fishermen posed a threat to the Bui Dam's 444-kilometer-square reservoir. He said the illegal miners are cutting trees and digging pits, leaving debris which washes into the reservoir with each rain. He also said they draw water from the dam for their mining processes and cause the chemicals they used to contaminate the water. Mr. Wumbila was emphatic that these activities could affect water level and the wholesomeness or otherwise of the fish in the water. The external relations manager also feared that the efforts to ensure regulated and sustainable fishing on the water body could be derailed by the influx of what he calls immigrant fishermen. For Radio Ghana, John Samatha in Sunyai.
Meanwhile, the PRO of the Bui Power Authority, Salifu Wumbila, has been explaining the level of water at the Bui Dam and the level of power currently being generated. He tells Radio Ghana that the current water level is about 173.90 and this generates about 260 megawatts of power. He spoke to Radio Ghana's Yaya Kwamua.
Based on this year's energy demand, the World Bui Power Authority has agreed with the System Control Center is that during the peak hours, we produce between 220 and 250 megawatts of power. But then in instances, at the request of the System Control Center, we're able to produce more than we are currently doing. But like I said, this is the optimal and efficient utilization of the reservoir. And that is what we were geared upon right now. As I speak to you now, our water level is around 173.90. And our maximum level is 183 meters above sea level. And the minimum is 188. So the amount of power we are currently producing now is based on a generation plan that was prepared between the Bui Power Authority in consultation with the System Control Center.
So since when have you started generating this amount of power? Sorry.
Since the year began, right from January 1 to the 30th, and even now as I speak to you, that is the arrangement between We Power Authority and the System Control Center. So we've always been producing power.
So there was a time they said the water levels were very low, so because of that, you're producing less than you were expected to.
Yes, you recall last year, basically what we were telling the public was the fact that some plants were not available somewhere in 2013 and into 2014. And so We Power Authority were producing power at a rate that resulted in the fast depletion of our reservoir. And so, if you remember, I just told you that our minimum operation level is 168. At the time we issued our press release, we're almost nearing the minimum operation level. And for a hydro plant, the amount of power that you can produce depends on the volume of water you have in your reservoir. And so when we're nearing our minimum operation level, we're not going to produce at a high rate like we're doing previously, and so we had to reduce our level of production to reflect the volume of water that we had in our reservoir. As I speak to you now, based on the amount of water we had as at October last year, our water level was around 177 meters above sea level. That was still below our maximum operating level. It's based on that amount of water that we obtained last year, October. That volume of water is the basis on which we have prepared a generation plan to ensure that we judiciously use the water between October last year to July this year, when we begin to have rain and inflows back into our reservoir.